AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Trump is back in New York City ahead of his arraignment and booking tomorrow. Julie Walker reports security is tight.
A small group of Trump supporters with huge banners that say Trump 24 for president and Save America are here on Fifth Avenue by Trump Tower. Supporter Susan Miller says the district attorney has no reason to go after the former president.
I'm very upset because I feel that, you know, if he wasn't running, this would not be happening right now.
Trump supporter Dion Cheney calls it political.
How could it not be a political issue?
At one point, there was a shouting match with a Trump opponent who was passing by. Police quickly moved them along. Outside Trump Tower, Julie Walker, New York.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill allowing anyone who can legally own a gun to carry one concealed without a permit. Training and a background check not needed. Students across Nashville walked out of class today to protest gun violence. Meanwhile, police released new information on last week's school shooting. They say 28-year-old Audrey Hale spent months planning the massacre at the Covenant School, but they've not yet established a motive. President Biden visited suburban Minneapolis today to highlight job growth and investments while pushing clean energy and manufacturing.
The plan is to invest in America in a literal sense, not overseas, in America.
But AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is urging drivers to put down their cell phones.
Safety regulators say traffic fatalities were on the rise in 2021, including a 12% increase in deadly crashes that involved distracted driving. Officials say people need to stop using their cell phones, eating, or doing other activities that divert driver attention from the road. They've launched an ad campaign that includes the slogan, "It only takes a moment to change your life forever." I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. NASA has introduced its first moon crew in 50 years.
Administrator Bill Nelson says the four astronauts will fly around the moon late next year.
This is humanity's crew.
And White House spokeswoman Olivia Dalton says a historic one.
We'll include the first woman, the first person of color, and the first international crew member on a lunar mission.
With Christina Koch, Victor Glover, and Canadian Jeremy Hansen joining Commander Reid Wiseman, they'll be the first to fly NASA's Orion capsule after an empty one went to the moon and back last year in a dress rehearsal. This flight is a prelude to a lunar landing a year later. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
NASA sent 24 astronauts to the moon from 1968 through 1972. 12 of them landed, all military-trained male test pilots, except for Harrison Schmitt, a geologist. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?